Welcome to the Recruiting Scoop on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com. I'm Joe Cook. We got Justin Wells. We get to talk a little bit about recruiting. It's been an interesting past couple weeks. It's going to be an interesting couple days. Still some more decisions outstanding for the Longhorns, including one where they really look good. So we'll talk about that. But for the latest insight, make sure you go to InsideTexas.com. We've got the link in the description. $1 will get you access all the way up until August 30th. That is when toe meets leather in Columbus. So $1 for recruiting coverage, SEC Media Days coverage, training camp practices, team info, everything leading up to the 2025 season you can get for $1. And you know you're going to want to stick around after that. And of course, in preview of the 2025 season, Paul Wadlington has his Thinking Texas Football, his annual Longhorn Football Prospectus. Looks at every player on the roster, looks at every team in the SEC, looks at the schedule, looks at the college football landscape. And our guy Eric Naline has a recruiting review of the 2025 class. So make sure you get that. Link is in the description. Today, Justin, Samari Matthews, cornerback from North Carolina, makes his announcement. Is Texas the favorite? Get to talk a little bit about five-star tight end Caden Prothrow, who announces tomorrow. And then some notes on Derek Cooper, a highly rated running back from Florida. Well, let's go over Matthews. This is one announces later tonight or 6:30 Central. I believe it'll be on 247's YouTube. Texas is battling South Carolina, Miami, Florida State. But it looks like Texas and Mark Orfe have done the work in this recruitment as it approaches the finish line.
They really have. And, you know, we've said, I feel like we've said this a lot in the last few weeks. You know, Texas has done a lot of work here. But let's be real. They have done a lot of work here. And it didn't start in Austin. It started when Mark Orfe began the relationship with Samari when he was at Rutgers. And so when he came down to Texas, Samari was one of the first guys he wanted to contact and get in touch with and let him know that he's in Austin and he'd like to, you know, extend him an offer. And Samari was so happy with that. He set the official visit on the same day. And like I said, in recruiting, we call those a good sign. And so he came in for the unofficial. Texas absolutely slayed that thing. He talked about players. He talked about coaches. He talked about just the atmosphere, the culture. It even mentioned in the interview talking about watching Texas during the season, you know, from South Carolina. You know, you had mentioned before, you know, you can find any game on any channel. But it's unique when a kid from South Carolina or North Carolina, rather, is watching the Horns and paying attention. And they had potentially the best defense in college football last year, pound for pound. And so Samari would be a big get. I like him probably a little bit more than Haywood Howard Jr., the other corner that's already in this class. You get your two guys on the outside. You get your field corner and you get your boundary guy for the cycle. And that puts Texas in a really good spot because they don't necessarily have to get another corner. They'd like to add another DB, whether it be a corner that can play some nickel, a safety that can play some corner, you know, Akina is going to look for that versatility. That's what he thrives with. So I think they could do that. And depending on what happens at wide receiver, we don't know if Jermaine Bishop could slide over. And I mean, we know he could play corner in a pinch, but right now it kind of looks like he's going to be catching the ball in his first year. And so this is important because they zeroed in on this guy and they made him a priority. And in this day and age, when you put a lot of resources into a kid, you really need that commitment to come through. And unlike some of the other ones in the last few weeks, we do feel really good about this one today.
With Matthews, the big thing I remember is, you know, when a lot of these out-of-state prospects visit, they usually get some time to, you know, see the facility, hang out with players, do the academic part of a college visit. But he stuck around when he took an April visit to Texas and saw a little bit of the city. And I think for someone who's from North Carolina, coming to a place like Austin, who, when you think about Austin and you're from North Carolina, you have to go past, I don't know technically, but you have to go past Charlotte, you have to go past Nashville, and you have to go past, I guess you can say Atlanta. And those are three cities where they're not exactly the same, but they're cities. And I think the fact that he came to explore Austin speaks a lot about this recruitment, came back for his official visit later in June, saw, you know, Mark Orfe again, continued that relationship. There's just a lot of positive fact patterns here for Texas. with South Carolina, it seems like they made a real late push. I think they got the last visit.
They did.
But at the same time, Texas leveraging that relationship from Mark Orfe, leveraging, you know, everything that Matthews liked about Texas. It has the Longhorns in a great position here as we're a few hours away from Matthews announcing. And if Texas does go another route, it seems like there was one name from out in the West Coast, not another route if they lose or win. They're going this route regardless of what happens later tonight. There's a name out in the West Coast that seems like the main target to add whatever's next in the 2026 class.
And you're talking about Davin Benjamin. And he is in that rare category of numbers busters. He is like a Jamion Winfield. That's a kid that if he wants in the class, you figure out a spot for him. They would not turn down that kid. He's one of the best corners in the country, pound for pound. I think he's ranked in the top five. Ohio State, USC, Oregon is really looking good in that one. But, you know, Texas has no problem going after every big fish in the country just to see where they stand, to see if it's a good fit. And you know, if they can get Matthews today, I just feel so good about the corner position in 2026. Benjamin would be house money at this point. And I think you could get really creative with Benjamin and Howard Jr. In that context as well. Not to mention, you know, look at the depth chart. You know, Malik Muhammad with a good year, he could be headed to the NFL in next April. And that leaves, you know, Jalen Gilbo, Kobe Black, and a lot of, you know, younger guys. And so I think Samari sees an opportunity to get on the field, maybe make an early impact. And I think that will factor in as well.
Before we keep going, got to show some love to our sponsor, that is Lux Kitchen and Bath.
This video is brought to you by Lux Kitchen and Bath. Lux has been offering high-end kitchen and bathroom remodels for three generations throughout the greater Austin area. With five-star review after five-star review on Google and Facebook, and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, you can put your faith in Lux Kitchen and Bath's award-winning designers and skilled craftspeople to bring to life that dream vision of your special home. But that's not all. Lux's all-star team provides full remodels, large additions, and even commercial build-outs as well. So call Lux Kitchen and Bath at 833-358-LUX today. Or visit luxkitchenbath.com to discover where quality meets luxury and begin the process of transforming your home. Get a free quote today by calling 833-358-LUX. That's L-U-X-E. Or by visiting luxkitchenbath.com. Link in the description.
That is a July 11th decision. We got to talk about a July 12th decision. That belongs to Caden Prothro from Bowdoin, Georgia. 6'6.5", 210 pounds, five-star, really talented football player. Does a lot of receiver stuff on his film.
Yeah.
Schools are recruiting him for playing the tight end position. And Texas has made this one very, very close with Georgia. They have a very quality NIL offer, as he's even relayed publicly. I think he told rivals at the five-star challenge that, you know, put a specific number on it. But he is a five-star. He is from Georgia. Texas likes making it interesting, but it looks like this is one where Texas is still trailing Georgia as we're getting about less than 24 hours away.
Yeah, this one has been screaming Georgia Bulldogs for as long as we've been covering his recruitment. They started the relationship the earliest. They have made him such a priority that they've already had two other tight ends committed, and it doesn't faze him at all. That's substantial. Of course, they're also selling him playing a flex out role, potentially playing some receiver in the red zone, things of that sort, because watching his tape, he can do a lot of stuff. That's a special kid. Outside of Mark Bowman, that's probably the best tight end in the country. Texas made a really substantial NIL offer, and that they had already had his attention because Caden wanted to make sure. I think Georgia's the team to beat, but he still took some visits. And when he came away from the Texas trip, he noticed a couple things. One, they've been putting guys in the NFL the last 3 years. Two, they've been developing guys. Jatavion Sanders was not a tight end until Jeff Banks got him. Gunnar Helm was a three-star tight end with barely any offers outside of Colorado State. They turned into a third-round pick and all SEC tight end. And so Prothro sees the proof in the pudding. At the same time, George has been doing that probably a little bit even earlier. They potentially have the best young tight end in the NFL today in Brock Bowers, and that's a big sell. And so it's going to be tough to pull him out of the Peach State. Sark and the boys have done it before. They're going to do it again. That's part of the life of recruiting in the SEC. Texas has made Georgia a priority state, and they've got guys on the staff with a lot of connections to that state. This one's going to be fun to come down to because I think Texas is going to take one big final swing. If there's one thing this class really, really could use, is an elite tight end. And I say that thinking about our boy, Dia Bell. He needs that safety valve. There's nothing better for a quarterback than either handing it off to a running back that's going to take it and go, or having that tight end on third down that can save you and move the chains. And so Pro Throw is going to have a big decision. We're going to be ready. We'll have it covered. I still think it's Georgia, but I've seen Texas do some sneaky stuff at the last minute. Let's see if they can pull this out.
Last but not least, and we cover a lot of recruiting info over in the Humidor on Inside Texas, so make sure you check that out. You can read that with the $1 promo. But there is a lot of news here with Derek Cooper. He was supposed to be announcing tomorrow, the Chaminade Madonna running back, high four-star, maybe
even Hollywood, Florida, Joe. Hollywood, Florida.
Four-star, high four-star, five-star, I think, by some networks. And this is from an area where Chad Scott has a lot of familiarity from Florida. Chad Scott's from Florida. Yeah. This is one Texas has not had a visit for quite yet.
Not an official.
Correct. Correct.
He came in for 2 days for an unofficial in April, just to note it.
But it is someone where Texas is making a lot of waves in the recruitment. Delayed the decision, I think, about a week until July 20th. Named a top five. And Texas is trying to make this one work here in the last few days before it happens.
So Texas was pretty much preparing for Cooper to announce on, I believe it was originally July 12th. I think that was the date. Mm-hmm. And everything pointed to Miami. They've been in it the longest. They had the best NIL offer. They were selling close to home. They were really selling, look at the offensive line we're putting around in this program. This is where you can thrive. He's number one on their big board. They even told him he could play some linebacker because he is kind of like that as a football player. He likes to play on both sides. The interesting thing here about Derek Cooper is that, you know, we never saw Tashard Choice have a problem getting guys on campus at all. If there was one assistant coach at Texas over the last few years that could get into any recruitment at any time, it was Tashard Choice. He's with the Detroit Lions now. Chad Scott comes in. He engages with Derek Cooper. They had already had a previous relationship. He reengages. He gets Derek Cooper to Austin. That was substantial in April. That was big. And at the same time, they still had their eyes on KJ Edwards. They were still kind of talking to Javion Osborne, but not really. Tre'Darrion Ball has kind of been done to Oregon for a while now, I think. And so outside of Xavier Crowell, which was always going to Alabama, Derek Cooper became more important as every month came closer. And so the thing you need to know about Cooper is he did not take an official visit to Texas, but in NIL recruitments, those aren't required. Now, traditionally, most kids are not going to commit to a school if they're not in there for the OV. It's just kind of part of the strategy. But in NIL recruitments, there's no rules. He's seen the campus. Just because he didn't take it officially, just because it was on his dime and not the school's, that doesn't change anything. I really respect how Derek's doing this because his mom was adamant. She wanted to see Texas again. They wanted to come back, but at the same time, they felt obligated to take the visit that they already scheduled. They weren't going to cancel any of those trips. And Chad Scott and Steve Sarkisian were very open to that. They understood that. We thought this announcement may take into the season because he had told us point blank, I want to see Texas before I do this. Now we get this announcement date kind of out of the blue yesterday afternoon. And now this is one that I felt good about Texas until I saw that announcement date yesterday. And I don't think this trends to the horns, but I don't necessarily think it doesn't either. I think Derek is ready to make this decision. Again, he doesn't have to take an OV for it to be Texas. The early buzz I heard last night was Georgia. Georgia was starting to feel pretty good about it. Miami is still all chips to the center of the table for this kid. They absolutely love him. Watch his tape. He's easy to fall for. But Texas, they've got 9 days. And from what I understand, they're probably going to present a pretty significant NIL offer to him and his family soon. And when they do, I think that's when we're going to know just where Texas stands. Because, look, there's not a lot of guys left on the board at tailback. And they have to bring in at least one in this cycle, if not two. One is minimal. And you'd like it to be an elite guy. You'd like it to be someone in that upper echelon. And so that's going to be why you come to InsideTexas.com over the next day, 9 days, because I think more of that recruitment is going to open up, and we're going to learn more about it. Where Texas really stands the closer we get to the 20th.
Make sure you head to Inside Texas. $1 gets you access until August 30th. The latest recruiting news, team info. We have SEC Media Day coverage starting this upcoming week. Should be a lot of fun to see what's going on in the SEC world as season gets closer. July 30th, it's probably the date of the first practice, as our Eric Nalines reported. So make sure you come out and check Inside Texas. And, of course, by our guy Paul Wadlington's Thinking Texas Football 2025 Longhorn Football Prospectus looks at every player on the roster, the SEC, Texas' schedule, college football, and a detailed look at the Longhorns freshman class, the 2025 recruiting class from our guy, Eric Nalines. So, Justin, thank you so much. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time on the Recruiting Scoop, the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel powered by InsideTexas.com.